From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As 2019 winds down, many are still wondering whether or not President Trump will get a trade deal done with China. International FC Stone economist Arlen Suderman tells AgWeb.com, a partial deal, yes, but a full deal, unlikely. Suderman says he got the impression China was serious when they brought 100 negotiators to Washington, D.C., but says another difference is the mood of the China state press publishing stories about how a trade agreement would be a positive for China. Rainy spring weather that reduced California almond and walnut crops will lead to a ripple effect on world markets. A government report says world almond production will be down 3% this year, mainly due to the smaller California crop, but production will also be down in Europe. However, world walnut production will rise 6% because of better weather in China. A bipartisan group led by California Democrat Zoe Lofgren and Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse introduced a House bill to reform the agriculture labor system in the U.S. According to the National Farmers Union, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, negotiated by a diverse group of ag stakeholders and farm worker advocates, includes provisions to both ensure a legal and stable workforce as well as protect the health and safety of farm workers. The bill would also make it easier to hire workers by simplifying the H-2A process and increasing the availability of green cards and visas for year-round workers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.